You know, obviously from a managerial standpoint and from a government standpoint, we look for revenue under the tax code of what we get from the revenue from the casino. And obviously that's a big concern looking at how government, county, and city and state has been impacted by COVID-19. And so you're projecting now loss of revenue. And so to keep it closed even longer, whether it be 30 days or 60 days or even 2 weeks, that's additional loss in revenue that we're not going to see. And obviously it's a concern as well, as it is concern for the health and safety of our individual patrons who are going to be patronizing those establishments. But I'm confident knowing, and I appreciate the casino leaders trying to do all they can to be proactive. And some of the things they've done, you know, limiting the number of slot machines that are going to be in operation, obviously, also requiring a mask that you need to come in, and also, you know, doing a deep cleaning or enhanced version of sanitizing the facility, but also the partition they've put up.
The little shields they have between them.
And I think with all those efforts coupled together, I think it helps ease some of the tension. And obviously, in my mind, I'm not a freak. I don't frequent the casino. I'm not a gambler, but to each his own. And for the ones who do, I think they had to consider the things that Kendall has done proactively to ensure their safety. And I think I don't think you can ask for anything more than that.